As weird as the Adams are, and as crazy and kooky and ooky as they are, they're extremely relatable because they have the same problems the rest of us do with all our strange ooky families.
Performances of The Addams Family, a new musical comedy, are set for July 27th, 28th, and 29th in Hayes. Director Travis Grizzell stops by to share all the details on this episode of The Post Podcast.
Well, it's the good old Addams Family, but as many iterations of The Addams Family as there are, this is a new one for the musical. We've got a good Wednesday Addams. She's fallen in love despite her best efforts, and she wants to get married, and they're all scared to tell mom, Morticia. And so that's kind of the plot. It revolves around her boyfriend and her and Gomez trying to skirt around this marriage issue. They have the in-laws over for dinner, and as weird as the Addams are, and as crazy and kooky and ooky as they are, they're extremely relatable because they have the same problems the rest of us do with all our strange ooky families. So yeah, it's a fun show. It's characters that multiple generations know and love, and new circumstances and some musical and dance numbers too. So Addams Family.
Very cool. When is the show?
July 27th, 28th, 29th. Three night shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock. And it is at the beautiful Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center on the FHSU campus.
This time, I've been watching the cast list roll through on the Facebook as you're introducing. It seems like you've got a lot of new ones this time.
We do. And that's kind of the community theater thing. You're going to see probably a few people that carry over from show to show, but there's always an influx of new people and a lot of young new people, which is cool for us. So it's a pretty good mix of young and old, and they're an absolutely phenomenal group. They're talented. They're there every night. Attendance is good. They're gamers, and they're hilarious. They get the humor. They play off each other well. The chemistry is good, and it's going to be a fun show.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some of the work that goes in. I know we were just talking. Jeff is helping you out. He's running the sound for you guys as well.
Always looking forward to the summer musical with the community theater. It's a blast being a part of that in Tech Week and everything. So, and especially since I don't get to see like all of the buildup to it. So, you know, we come in with just, you know, they're already pretty much ready to go. But also with as tradition with Tech Week, like everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And you feel like you're not going to be able to pull out of the tailspin as quickly as you can. And then you just see it suddenly click on the night of the performance. So, yeah,
that's the old battle cry. It always comes together. And you know, knock on wood so far, it pretty much has. But yeah, it's I have an amazing music and choreography director, Madeline Seiler. She's a former student of mine. She's done a lot of work with community theater and TMP and me. And for a first show, you never know. She's hyper-organized. She communicates well. She's extremely talented. And that's a big part of the musical. And this one's a busy musical for the chorus and the dancers. A ton of music, ton of dance. And you got to get that bass line the first few weeks to get the repetition on it. And then you can get into staging, and that gives people time to learn the lines and stuff too. But yeah, it's a process. Like Jeff said, once we get there, it kind of looks like hamburger patties ready to go on the grill. Before that, it's just a wad of meat that you got to shape and form and season as best as you can. And you're dealing with all types of walks of life and age groups and whatnot. So these aren't pro. These are just people, literally community theater off the street, that you pluck in. Here's a Broadway script. Do it like the best in the world. And you got 6 weeks. So, and you're being taught and directed by not professionals. So it's a huge collaborative effort, and it takes just as many behind the scenes as it does on the stage to make it happen. And it's a beautiful thing. So I still do it. It's a cool thing.
Love that. How are ticket sales so far?
Ticket sales are good. We've got a big cast, and anytime you have a lot of young people and some kids, you're always going to get some parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and whatnot. So that helps pack the house too. Summer's busy, but we usually do pretty well with the summer musical. And the people, you know, with the old TV show and the early 90s movies, which are the best, and, you know, the new animated series and then the Wednesday series on Netflix, there's every generation you can think of that's been exposed to the Addams Family. So it's got name recognition, so people don't wander into it going, oh, it's a musical I've never heard of, you know, but I'm here for the granddaughter or the niece, you know. So they like the Addams Family. It's a pretty easy sell, and it's a lot like Shrek in that it's good family fun, but there's a little wink, a little adult humor there that's not too bad, but it still gives you a good chuckle and makes it a little more tolerable for the adults, especially the dads, to watch some live theater. So yeah, ticket sales are good, and they're still on sale online. and you can reserve your seat. And if you decide, well, you know, I'll make the decision the day of, hopefully I get down there. If you run in the front at the ticket counter, you can pay cash or card there too. We'll have tickets on sale each night of the performance as well.
Excellent. You mentioned the website. That's hctks.com, correct?
That's correct.
Excellent. How much are they going for this time?
$15.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, if you, a lot of theaters are at least twice that, even community theaters now. But we've got a lot of generous people in the community, businesses that help us out. Fort Hays gives us a deal on rental of the space and whatnot. So we try to make it to where anybody in the community that wants to attend, especially if they have friends or family in the show, they can. But it's $15 a seat. If you fill a seat, it's $15. There's no age tiers on that. If you got little ones that are going to sit on your lap for most of the show, we don't charge you. So $15, you can come see people you might recognize in a really different way for the Addams Family. So, yeah.
That's one of the cool things that I love about the community theater is, yeah, it's seeing people you know. As a matter of fact, one of my daughter's good friends is in the show this time. I'm excited to see her up on stage. But to me, that gives it a whole different kind of atmosphere than going to see a professional show. It's a little bit more personal.
Oh, yeah, and it's the novelty of community theater. It's, you know, oh, that's my teacher up there. Oh, my gosh. That's my plumber. That's my banker. Oh, the guy from the radio booth, he's doing sound. Or, you know, oh, I know her. She's on light. She's my dance teacher. You see all walks of life, and it as diverse as they all are, they're like-minded, and they like creating something. They see the benefit of giving performance opportunities, artistic outlets. We got people painting, doing hair, makeup, costumes. It's a thing. My wife is assisting me. She's assistant director on this show. My granddaughter's in it. So it's a great way to just kind of get the big old group involved and the novelty of seeing all the different people coalesce for one show. And so it, and then it's over in 3 days and you tear it all down.
and I think it speaks for like the love of theater that these people have for all of this, because, you know, when you go see like a Broadway production, a professional production, there's always like some ulterior motive, or maybe some ulterior motive where it's like, you wouldn't do that if you weren't in love with it, but also like you're wanting to build, you're wanting to move on to hopefully onto Broadway, maybe TV, acting, things like that. With local community theaters, I would argue that it's like, we're just here because we love it and we enjoy it and we love to have fun with it.
Yeah, and it's a huge time commitment, the musicals especially, because do you love doing it? Well, I'm giving up just about every evening for 6 to 7 weeks in the summer. And saying, you know, for teachers and whatnot, that's kind of their only time off, and they still are. And other people, they work, you know, 8 to 5 or what have you, and then they show up after a day of work, and then we'd like you to sing and dance for 3 hours. You know, it's a huge commitment. It takes a lot of time and energy and creativity. So, yeah, what Jeff said, they love it. And once we get people there, we usually have a blast doing it. So it's a special thing.
Yeah. And you kind of hit on this too, but it's not just those people that you're seeing on stage. There's such a large group of people that make that all work behind the scenes that don't even necessarily get that recognition.
Oh yeah. And I've always said, you know, that's where I started years ago on stage crew and tech, the guys, you know, Luke LeCount there at 4 Days, he has a deal that he's posted every once in a while, which is true across Texas. If I've done my job, you won't know I'm here. You know, if the lighting happens like it should, if the sound, if there's no crackling with the mics or feedback and whatnot, people don't think about it. Because the focus is, you know, rightfully so, on the story. And we're up there telling a story, and it's all the people back behind the kind of the linemen on the football team making it happen. So, you bet.
Well, Travis, we're virtually out of time here. Let's one more time talk about when the show is. How can they get tickets?
Next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, July 26th, 27th, 28th, and 27th, 28th, 29th. And tickets are at hctks.com. You can find our website for tickets and information, and we're on Facebook as well.